This episode is brought to you by the Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival, April 2nd through the 4th, 2021, at the Sonesta Nashville Airport. We're going to be there. Will you be? We'd love to see you. Come and visit with us. Thank you so much for listening. Beyond the Basement with Jim Jam and Johnny. I am Johnny. That is Jim Jam. And we talk about all kinds of stuff on here. So if it's your first time listening, we appreciate you. But new tech, aliens, crypto stuff, food, lots of food. So today we will be discussing Pepsi's Peeps cola soda. Yeah. Whatever you want to call it. Apparently, the Tic Tac phenomenon that happened with aliens is not just a U.S. Navy ships being buzzed by unidentified objects is not just a one-time off thing. We got a little story about that. And Delta 8, the alternative to getting high, that's legal. And the difference between that and Delta 9, which is what marijuana or weed, whatever you want to call it, cannabis is in.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to get me a drink of my Mountain Dew Zero. Not a sponsor. But real quick, just a reminder, Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival coming on this weekend, Easter weekend, April 2nd through the 4th.
And we will be there.
And I just blanked on the hotel. Sonesta?
Yeah.
It's not Sonesta. Is it Sonesta?
Yeah, it's Sonesta.
Sonesta sounds like an allergy inhaler. Like, you know, like take Sonesta to get your allergies rid of. Am I creating this from something else? Anyway, like an antihistamine. Anyway.
Yeah.
It's this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Going to be lots of people there. Tom Savini's not going to be there. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw a picture of him, man. He got fucked up pretty bad.
Yeah, he got hit by a car riding a bike.
I believe the bike won. Or I meant the car won.
Yeah, he left a post on, I guess he sent out a post to Full Moon to put up on Facebook, I've seen. And that he's got to, you know, heal up. His injuries are too bad to be coming to Nashville.
Hopefully,
hope he gets better soon. Hope he gets feeling better. But Sonesta, Nashville Airport Hotel, or somewhere in that vicinity of words. You Google that, I'm sure you'll find it. Right?
Yeah.
Or you can go to FullMoonTattooAndHorrorFestival.com for all the information. Tickets are being sold in blocks, so it's a little bit weird. It's going to be different. But we're going to be there Friday and Saturday. And come see us. You know, let's talk. It'll be nice to be around people a little bit nice, you know, and just talk, you know, and see how it's going to go, you know, during all this bullshit that's happened.
Yeah. Rafe will be there.
Oh, Rafe.
Yeah. Yeah. If you watched the live yesterday, was it live? Yeah. He went live yesterday. He's definitely different now. And there's going to be another variant of Rafe coming. There's going to be a bluish-purple Rafe coming.
A bluish-purple Rafe?
Yep.
Tucker, get down.
This is going to be Johnny the whole episode, screaming at his cat.
Dude. Come on, bro. Anyway, we did this last week.
Hey, we're going to go ahead real quick. Hey, y'all, we'll pick up a copy of this right here. Tennessee Horror News presents Whispers in the Walls. The audiobook is actually coming out pretty soon. It's in the works. It's getting produced. So it should be here within a month or so or less. But yeah. This book features Isaac Thorne, Bryce Gibson, Dan Lee, Yeti, and Angela McNichols, and Tyler Dean. All original stories from them. Right, Johnny?
That is right. I had to get Tucker off my dresser because I'm trying to do this in my my bedroom. Yeah,
your studio.
My boudoir. And, you know, so because my brother lives with me and everything, try to be nice and not do it in the. Plus, I got this cool chair now that rocks. Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to sit in that chair yesterday, dude. That is a fucking bomb-ass chair. It's a big boy rocking chair. Or big folk. We'll say big folk because, you know, we got to include the ladies, too. But,
yeah. Yeah, it's the...
It's got shocks on it. It's got damn shocks on it, y'all. Yeah. But I'm going to have to pick
rocker,
me one.
This is the Rocker XL.
There goes
the reason why I got the XL, it holds up to 450 pounds, and it has shocks on the back of it that rock. And the only reason why I got the XL is because they didn't have a color that could be ordered besides teal blue. So I got the one with the American flag on it because I'm a patriot. Anyway.
America.
America. So yeah, it's super comfortable. So let's go ahead and get our food stuff out of the way or drink stuff. Beverages are in the food group, right? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you usually drink a beverage while eating, so.
This is Pepsi's and Peeps are doing a giveaway, a sweepstakes, and
so they're not actually producing a whole line of this?
No, it's a sweepstakes.
Okay.
I imagine it so people can win it and then hold it and then sell it on eBay for $30 a can. You know, like I see people on the internet eat, like, try 20-year-old soda, and you know what I'm saying? So somebody will hold on to it to sell this one can for $100 in fucking 20 years. And they're mini cans also, inspired by the colors of three popular shades of Peeps, pink, yellow, and blue. There's no difference between the cans in terms of flavor, but I found myself cracking open a can of the yellow one. This is on this website because it screams classic Peeps. Smell most like typical Pepsi. I think this sounds disgusting.
It's just going to have a marshmallow flavor to the Pepsi, right?
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's pretty much a marshmallow-flavored Pepsi. And these people in here, I didn't mean to. I was trying to read through what. They said it had an additional sweetness. And... you're hit with an immediate wave of candy-like flavor, kind of like biting into a Peep. Peeps are gross. Okay? Like, if you like Peeps, I'm sure something happened to you in your childhood. I don't know. no, I'm just fucking with you. Again. That's a joke. But honestly, only monsters eat Peeps. Let's be real.
Only monsters.
Evil monsters and majority of people that eat Peeps are kids, and that explains everything. They're evil monsters. We all know this. That's why they have no rights.
Johnny, tell us how you really feel.
Well, I mean, is it not true, though? You can't even ask. You know it's true.
No,
I'm just kidding. No, the only people... Like, I don't know any adults that eat Peeps myself. Like, you know, around, like, Crave Peeps. Like, I know... People, adults will try them around Easter because that's the only time that I know they exist. Do they exist here in Halloween?
Don't know.
Do they have like purple Peeps or something during Halloween or like ghosts or why wouldn't you do a ghost Peeps or like a pumpkin Peeps?
Let me Google it real quick. Let me be the
Jamie. You know why you don't? Because they're fucking horrible. And I haven't eaten Peeps in decades, you know. Like I said, I'm not an evil monster. that's all a joke.
Besides they do. They do make them.
That's what I was thinking. What are they?
They got the little ghost and pumpkin. They got cat. They got spooky cats. Johnny, I'm going to share the screen with you real quick so you can see this.
Yeah, it sounds gross, dude. Why wouldn't you do like a spider, Peeps, you know?
Do you see it?
Not yet. Well, when it went. There it is. Okay, yeah. I was thinking that they did. Oh, the Frankenstein Peeps. I mean, those are pretty cool. A lot better than eating a little bird. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here, I'll pull them over here so they can see real quick if you're watching this on YouTube.
And you know that they all taste the same probably, right? Because don't Peeps peeps don't have flavors, right? They're just marshmallow, right? And gritty.
So there's your the spooky cat. There's the pumpkin, the ghost, and the marshmallow monster.
Yeah, I can't even use the word Frankenstein.
Universal owns that shit.
Yeah. But I mean, these soda brands are coming out with everything now. They're trying to get, you know, more hype or more, what's the word? Your picture went off when you did that. I only see a picture of you now. I don't see a video, just so you know. But like Mountain Dew, you know, they have like 30 different flavors, I think. I'm trying to think. But most people like their flavors, even the Skittle flavor that come out this year, the Halloween one, people really enjoyed it.
There's a Skittle flavor peep?
Yeah, it was no, the Mountain Dew. We're talking about different what soda.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay, gotcha.
People really like that. I forgot what they called it. But everyone knew it was Skittles. The Mountain Dew Voodoo.
Oh, is that what it is? The Voodoo? Is the Skittle flavor? Yeah,
that one was Skittles this year. The year before it was candy corn.
Ugh.
And they're changing it up. But besides the watermelon one, I tried that on here, that Mountain Dew watermelon. Or whatever they're calling it, Mountain Dew melon. I didn't even finish that bottle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's maybe you can mix something in it, like a mixed drink. And I tried the Mountain Dew Zero watermelon one.
Yeah.
Major melon is what it is, I think.
It is. No, it's just called watermelon soda.
Oh, I thought it was like major melon or something. Me over here creating.
It is. It is. That's major, just what the head on. It's major melon. Or, yeah.
Okay. I was about to say, I'm over here creating soft drinks now.
But you're gonna get an email from Pepsi like, would you like to come work for us?
I'd be down, you know. The name sodas, but that flavor right there, I can't believe that got mainstream or like is getting a heavy push because of how sweet it is. It's a one off. You know what I'm saying? That's not something you can drink multiple of in a day. And it's not something that I would want to chug or like, you know, drink a bottle of like in a 30-minute to hour period. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like while you're gaming or at lunch or at a, like even go eat like dinner and that shit's out. No, there's no way. I don't think it would pair with food real well. The watermelon-y flavor. But anyways, I'm trying to think of other flavors. Oh, I've seen today Coca-Cola got that coffee out, you know?
Yeah.
And I should have bought a can of it just to try on here. And I don't drink coffee and I haven't had a Coke, an actual Coca-Cola. I think I've said this before in years. I haven't had a Pepsi in years either. I'm Mountain Dew, man. I'm just curious how coffee Coke and whether or not it's Coke with coffee in it. You know, like the Coke soda with just coffee powder, because that was an ingredient on the back of the can was coffee powder. So,
yeah.
Is coffee powder like instant coffee? Because, you know, like instant coffee is like dehydrated coffee.
Well, I got it pulled up on the people can see it if you're watching on YouTube or a live stream, what the can looks like, but. Just looks like the energy drink they got.
Yeah.
But it just has coffee bean on it.
Yeah, it, but coffee powder, like, if you didn't know, like, I'm pretty sure, pretty certain that, instant coffee is either freeze dried or like dehydrated coffee granules. You know what I'm saying? Like, they make coffee and then they dehydrate it and then it becomes. Rehydrate, like, disappears in water.
Yeah.
I'm just curious about, like, coffee powder. Like, you'd have to, I guess they grind coffee down into a powder.
I guess, like you said, wouldn't it be, like, instant coffee or whatever?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, maybe. That sounds gross in coffee. Like,
so they just mix. You
could make it at home. Like, get Coke, heat it up, you know, to a lukewarm temperature, pour some instant coffee into it, mix it up, and then pour that over ice, and then you got Coke coffee.
I guess would it still be
sounds gross.
Not caffeinated. Of course it'd be caffeinated, but
carbonated?
Carbonate, there you go.
I'm trying to remember. I wish I would have taken a picture of the can and the back of the where the ingredients are, because I'm trying to picture. It's either carbonated water was the first ingredient, or water, and then high fructose corn syrup was like the second ingredient.
Here's the here's a can of it. Says it is carbonated water.
Okay.
High fructose corn syrup, yep. Caramel color, coffee powder, and natural flavors, phosphoric acid, the caffeine. Mm. You know, it's the
Coke with coffee powder.
Yeah, it's the Coke energy drink with coffee powder, like he said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's all it is.
I mean, I guess if you like a little coffee, we can Coke. Hey, you know, there are some people out there that probably drink coffee. And this is probably how it started. Like, a dude was coming into work at the Coca-Cola plant, you know. He had his cup of coffee in his Coke, and he drank his coffee, you know, and maybe it burned his tongue or something. And then he tried his Coke, and he was like, oh, man, that might work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, they're trying to compete with
Monster.
Who else makes coffee?
Starbucks. I guess
Starbucks. So that's probably what that is. But hey, something I did have I got to try at work is something new. It's the Monster. It's almost like the Body Armors. It's like a sports drink with caffeine. Got like 135 grams of caffeine in it. But it was actually very good. But that motherfucker has over 300 milligrams of sodium.
Yeah. Hell, even these Mountain Dew Zeros have they had 6 milligrams of sodium in a Mountain Dew Zero.
Well, that's for the bottle. This can
only has... Yeah, for the whole bottle,
This can has 40.
Yeah, and...
If you don't know, if you're not an older person, you probably don't kind of watch the sodium of what you intake. Sodium will definitely affect you a lot more when you're older.
Oh yeah,
like I'll be 37 in July, and sodium really fucks with me. So if I don't want to be swole up and shit all during the day, I gotta make sure to drink tons of water, and
that's probably a weight issue as well.
Yeah, that too. And it don't help. It don't help. Me and Johnny both sit on forklifts pretty much all day long during our job.
Yeah, I do about half a day.
Yeah, Johnny, he can get off his because he got stand up. He gets to do too.
Yeah, I
get 12 hours of fast paced forklift work. So I rarely. Only time I really get off is to cut bottles open, go to the bathroom, and go to breaks. Other than that, I'm sitting down all day long, 12 hours.
I got a tug line, a line downstairs, and then I stand there for like, it's at least 10 minutes at a time.
Yeah. So I try every now and then, my legs will start to cramping from sitting down so long. So I'll get caught up and I'll just get off and then walk around for a minute because 12 hours is rough, y'all.
Yeah, 12 hours sucks. I didn't see nobody there today.
No, they don't use to work on Sundays.
Oh yeah, it's Sunday, duh. I thought it was Saturday for some reason.
Oh, the motherfuckers were there yesterday. I had to take a vacation day just to get off for a full weekend. We had plans yesterday to go to a ghost hunt, but Mother Nature decided to be a evil bitch and it rained all day. So if you go to Short Mountain Distillery, it's the ghost hunt is a wooded tour, and we didn't want to really trekking through the mud.
Oh, it was raining anyways.
Oh, yeah. It was shitty, so.
Dude, last night, I got woke up at like 2:30. I mean, it's like right outside my window, just fucking thunder, rattling my windows. It was so loud, like multiple times.
I got someone on my Facebook that they somehow managed to take a picture of a lightning bolt. And it looks like it's curving and shooting down. It was wild. Yep. I'm like, either he had to be videoing it and took a screen grab. That's the only way I could think of it, because the shutter speeds on these phones ain't that quick. They're pretty quick, but
he stole it from somebody else and just said that it was his.
True. Said it was in his front yard, but I don't know. But either way, I think the best way to capture stuff like that is probably to video and just do a screen grab.
Probably.
Try to pause it. But anyways,
I've been up since like 2:30 because that shit where you'd almost fall back asleep and then next thing you know, boom. I'm like, fuck.
Well, my ass is, I don't really want to say, but fuck it. See, the damn Delta 8 CBD, I'm out right now. So I didn't sleep as well as I usually do, but boy, when I do, I sleep like a rock. Speaking of that, Johnny.
Yeah, so if you don't know what Delta 8 is, it's like a close cousin of, Delta 8 THC is what it's called. A close cousin of the chief psychoactive compound in marijuana, Delta 8 9 THC. And this has actually caused pretty a bad outcome for the CBD industry, because people want to get high, you know. They want to do it legally, and there's really no alternatives besides now Delta 8's come out. And if you don't smoke regular weed, you can get, you know, a little buzz off of it. You can get a good buzz. But it still has THC, supposedly like 0.3% THC. That's what CBD can only have. But it's become real popular.
Yeah. Well, and that's because the fact that it does actually kind of get you high.
Yeah, and what's happened is the farm bill that was passed in 2018 to make CBD legal, they're using it as a loophole.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't say anything about Delta 8. And there's no regulation on it. And that's the issue. Like in this article, this long ass article from Politico, like it said, in California, marijuana is probably cleaner than the water you drink, for the whole fact that it's so regulated. You know what I'm saying? That it's just a clean, you know, there's nothing bad about it as far as, you know, besides smoking out and going into your lungs, fucking you up. But there's no chemicals or shit in it. Well, this Delta 8, no one really knows.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like that the fake weed that come out. About five, six years ago? Yeah, and then the vaping issue with the illegal THC cartridges that were coming from, you know, other places that weren't regulated and killing people. You know what I mean?
I'll try to see what that was called. That stuff back in the day, it was a strain of,
synthetic. Yeah. Like that shit had to be like fucking, some sort of cleaner, you know what I mean? Like something fucked up they're putting in it. But, here's the weird thing, how they make Delta 8 THC using a chemical process called isomerization. I don't know how to pronounce that, man. Never heard that word before, but it's the process combines CBD with a solvent, acid, and heat to cause a reaction that turns CBD into THC.
Okay, that stuff was called, there was a version of it called K2.
Yeah.
Spice 99. They had all kinds of different names, but the ones that I used to use was Vampire Blood and White Rabbit. It was a company out of Murfreesboro that made it, but yeah, this stuff was, it killed some people, didn't it?
Yeah, I believe it did. because of whatever was in it. Well, even like the vaping last year, a couple years ago, killed some people. Like 68 people died because you don't know what was in the vape stick.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever the juice they were using or the chemical they were using in that stuff.
They claimed it was vitamin E, but I don't know, like, as far as like you get an overload of vitamin E because, you know, excess of any kind of vitamin can kill you.
Yeah.
Apparently, it has a negative impact on your system because if you, I mean, it's an overdose of a vitamin, you know. It's weird, but that's just how it works.
Yeah.
They'll crack down on this. This has become just too unregulated and people can get fucked up on it. You know?
And if you're in the if you're in one of those states that weed is not legal, then they're definitely going to crack down on it, unfortunately. Because I don't know, it's stupid. It's a bunch of stupid shit, right?
Yeah, I think, in my opinion, marijuana should definitely be legalized everywhere. It should be decriminalized and legalized, and recreational use should be able to be used by anybody.
Yeah, because it's legal in or decriminalized in Nashville. So, yeah. What sucks, you know.
Yeah, and it's just something. My whole thing, like, why should someone go to jail over possessing a drug? Like, possession of a drug shouldn't be incarceration. Because the only people that affects are poor people. Because rich people can bail out, poor people can't. And that's what the big issue, the social issue, you know. It's just bullshit, man. If I got some fucking weed on me, why should I go to jail? How am I harming anyone else?
Yeah, it's like, hell that people in other states go to jail for weed, but like in Colorado and these other California and wherever, you know, they sell it in regular or dispensaries.
My thing is incarceration, to be locked behind secured walls, should mean that you are a threat to society. You know, like, you've made a physical threat to someone else.
That's like, what definitely jail and prison should only be for, not for
that's
drugs.
That's what it used to be for, and now it's just, well, we got to have our income come in.
Yeah, because we all know prisons are a business now.
And it's got more fucking drugs in them than damn streets. That's what's fucked up. But, and I'm not saying get rid of police. Like, no. You know what I mean? Didn't say that. I'm just saying things need to be updated to 2021 standards. You know, we're not living in fucking 1930s no more. Where these
where
laws
was don't... it? Where is it? That is it? Washington, the state of Washington, or who is it that legalized all drugs?
It might have been Washington. I don't. They legalized something. They're legalizing like psychedelics and.
Oh no, no! I'm thinking every drug is legal.
Well, here's my thing: every drug should be legal to possess and use, but maybe not to sell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you know, like anything, people are going to use it regardless.
Yeah,
if they want to use it.
And I guess the cops would say, well, if we can't charge this person, they won't snitch on their drug dealer. Well, oh, well, fucking do your job and find out who the drug dealer is.
Yeah.
You know? Like, stop relying on fucking snitches because they're afraid to go to jail. I mean,
that also right there, you know, it puts people in a fucked up situation where they wouldn't normally be in that situation of a cop wouldn't breathe in death. Which, like I said, we're not talking shit about cops at all. Just the way the system is right now.
It's the laws. And and then you have people, well, they shouldn't be breaking the law. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess. Like, there's no win, but I just don't think that people should be incarcerated. Should go to jail for possessing a small amount of a drug. Definitely shouldn't be life in prison for marijuana.
Which some people have got.
Unless you have made a violent threat against someone. While on marijuana or distributing marijuana. You know what I'm saying?
Either way, they shouldn't use the weed at all or any drug into it. They should just, like, if you did a crime, period, don't matter if you was drugs or not. If you did a crime, because there's plenty of people out there that, you know, one of the hardcore drugs, meth, that's done meth all their fucking life and never fucking broke the law besides doing the meth itself.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Sober people rob people too, you know. So,
oh yeah,
I know
meth is definitely one of those that is a terrible drug or whatever. I don't advise people to use it or anything, but it's that person's business. You know, if that's what they want to do, let them fucking do it.
As long as they're not harming anybody else in the process of doing what they want to do, then they should be able to do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? If you're not physically or emotionally harming anyone else, then what is the issue?
Because I think it's harming more by...
Wouldn't you disrupt people's lives? Like, say you have a small baggie of marijuana on you. Well, they arrest you, and in some places they take you to jail. Well, you don't have the money to bond out because you don't have a lot of money. You know, you don't have a stockpile of $500,000 to get out, say if you didn't. So then you're in jail for multiple days until they let you out, and then you lose your job because you was too poor to fucking bond out of jail.
And then you can't pay your fines now, and then you'll go back to jail. And then that's just stacking more fines on top of more fines.
It's that revolving system they want to keep you in. Yeah, you know, I don't know, like, how we got on this. Like,
the check cashing places. I'm going to go on a rant here. These motherfuckers, you know, they target people with, like me, because I make bad decisions with money. But they target people. It's an easy, you know, no credit check loan, but they have like a 200% interest rate.
They are fucking legalized loan sharks.
Yeah, so they'll loan people like $4,000, like advanced financial, $4,000, knowing damn well these motherfuckers will never be able to pay it off.
Yeah, you'd be paying on your entire life.
Because I think you pay $500 a month, like 30, 40 bucks goes towards the principal. The rest is fees and interest. That is a crime to me.
Like I said, they're legalized loan sharks.
So you have a lot more people having to go to court and getting their checks garnished because they're not able to pay that.
Yeah. And that's the thing. These are, once again, companies that feed off of the poor. And if you're poor, I mean, you make bad financial, you know, decisions.
Then you have the people that'll pay on it regularly, like they're supposed to, and they get nowhere. And then they get to the point where they're just, over a couple years, they pay, you know, $500 a week, every 2 weeks or a week or whatever they're paying. After the 2 years or longer, they've already paid over $20,000 or so. If them people stop paying their monthly payment, these people done got their money times however much. They will still take them to court to get that rest of that money. So you'll end up paying another $6,000, $7,000. So I think if you're in that situation, this is my shitty advice. If you're in that situation where you can't get out, fucking quit paying it. Hell, once it goes to court, there's no more fees tacked on. Then you'll be able to pay it weekly and no fees. Jim Jam's advice. Yeah. Fuck them motherfuckers, man. Fucking bunch of crooks.
Yeah, or just don't live beyond your means.
That's good. If you're already in this, exactly. How about this? If you're already in that situation.
Yeah, I mean,
You paid a ton of money. Yeah.
There's a lot of people fucking, I mean, that's just how it, that's what they do. They take advantage, man. That's what they do. Anyways, I don't know how we got there, but we got there.
Yeah, that wasn't a comedy like we normally do or, you know, whatever. But yeah, but it's still, it's a real life situation that our people are going through.
My thing, like, with it, just, there needs to be more, I don't know. stuff needs to be updated to 2021. You know what I mean? Like, shit needs to be getting fixed and move along in history. And I think a lot of this has to do with old-ass people being voted in as politicians. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah.
People that can't walk up steps.
The older you get, the less you like change. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So, and we, our politicians, they're too old. You know, like, just too old. We need to get some younger people in there. Things need to change. Shit needs to be updated. You know.
This is a, one of the rare things that we'll do ever, and I'm not going to go no further than this. There should be an age limit on.
No.
I'm talking about like, once you get past 55 or 60, shouldn't be able to be in office.
No,
that should be for.
That is ageism at its finest. I'm just saying, there needs to be term limits because you got career politicians, and God, don't try not to talk politics.
Are you? Did you just call me an ageist?
Yeah, you're an ageist. There needs to be term limits because you got a handful of people controlling the government for
career decades. Politicians, right?
Yeah, career politicians have controlled the government for decades, and that wasn't supposed to happen. And there needs to be term limits so that we can actually get change moving. You know what I'm saying? So shit can change instead of staying the fucking same. There will never be real change unless we can get other people in. Anyway.
A rare thing on Beyond the Basement. Politic talk.
Politics? What?
Politic talk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, my thing about the drugs is just it's just so stupid people are incarcerated, man. And I don't know how we got to politics, but because the shit needs to change. Like, it just needs to change.
Especially coming off of 2020.
Yeah, I'm just so fucking. So let's move in to some funner stuff. Our last article. This happened in 2019, and it references the Tic Tac UFO incident everybody knows about, should know about, from 2004, where you know they seen the object flying next to the Navy ship. But at around 10 p.m. on July 14th, an unidentified aerial vehicle appeared near the USS Kidd. And it happened like 100 miles off the coast of Los Angeles, involving multiple vessels, including USS Kidd, USS Rafael Peralta, USS Russell, USS John Finn, and the USS Paul Hamilton. And it even says that the other nearby ships were made aware of the situation. Other sightings occurred, with one vessel reporting a flashing red light and another reporting a white light hovering over its flight deck. And this is from, I don't know, unexplainedmysteries.com. I think is what it, sorry, I should have brought that up first. But and it says that it even happened in the following night, and they returned in even greater numbers. And it continued for like 3 hours, and there's no commercial drone, they say, that has the capability of flying for that long.
Yeah.
So, this shit, man, they're... whether or not it's true, who knows, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, unexplainedmysteries.com is what it is. But it's... reports are still being pushed out, and you can actually go to, like, NSA.gov or .com or somewhere and get like the Freedom of Information Act papers. You can go to CIA and get that too and download. Like, I went on there this morning and was looking. I seen some TikTok and it said if you type Illuminati backwards, it'll bring you to this web page that has all this weird and crazy stuff. But it brought me to the NSA.
Yeah.
So how does that work out? You type Illuminati, like Illuminati backwards .com, and it brings you to NSA. Is that fucking weird?
Yeah, definitely weird.
I think weird.
I think a lot of people can do that. They can
somehow redirect.
Yeah, they redirect it to something else.
Yeah, they do that.
It's pretty wild how they are able to do that, though. Because I think, wasn't that for a while, was it Biden?
The NFA.
Was it also Biden? It went to Black Lives Matter or something like that?
I don't know. That was, I don't know, man.
When all that was going on?
I have no clue. There was weird stuff happening, yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty, it's just mind-blowing to think that anybody can redirect someone else's website to a different domain or something.
Yeah, and this article right here says, immediately following the incident, a formal investigation was launched that would end up coming to the attention of officials at some of the highest levels of government. According to the documents, however, no conclusive explanation was ever found. So they don't know what what it was, man. That's what's crazy is they don't know. That is true. I see a comment here, and it's like, did no one on the ship take a picture? Like, you still have a cell phone out there in the open sea, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know how far you can go, because you get out there a certain distance and then eventually it'll quit working, because, you know, you ain't got towers out in the fucking water or whatever. Right?
Yeah. I mean, you might not have service, but...
Yeah. Well, you can still record stuff, though.
Yeah. But then again, though, they are in the government, and they can be told not to record. So there's always that.
Very true.
And more than likely, that's probably what was happening. It's like, you better not break your phones out, because then your phone's confiscated, and then they know everything that was on your phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, some people don't want the wives to know that. No, never mind. I'm not even getting that. I'm not gonna make fun of Navy people. But yeah, so just another interesting UFO thing.
Hell yeah.
I guess that's all we got for today. Short one, but you know, not much going on. Full moon's happening. Expect a lot of videos. Tucker?
We're going to definitely try to do better this year with that. We won't have an episode from there, but we will have a lot of footage. We'll try to go live on here, on Instagram. And, So just keep a lookout next weekend, next Friday and Saturday. Should be a fun time. Hope to see y'all there.
It's going to be fun. We'll have stickers and pins and some other stuff maybe to sell. I don't know. No, we don't have any other stuff, just stickers and pins.
Right. But you can always go to our website, tnhorror.com, and click on the merch page, and we got a ton of merch up.
Yeah. I wish we would have been able to buy a bunch of the Whispers in the Walls and sell there, but...
Well, we'll do that for a Conuga 2022.
Yeah, Conuga 2022.
It's gonna be fun. Didn't get to do it this year, but we're gonna be doing it next year.
Yep. But, so, thanks for listening, and hope y'all have a great week.
All right.
And take care.
Take care, y'all.
Support to the show by becoming a Patreon and purchasing some merch on the official website, tnhard.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Hard Basement Podcast and on Twitter at Hard Basement 1. And don't forget to leave the show a review. 5 stars are always appreciated. Thanks for your support.